changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
I want to share something with you that happened the other day. Actually, I don't want to share it with you because it was a most unpleasant experience. But I want to share with you how I ended up handling it. And I don't want to go into a great amount of detail. I don't think upsetting facts are necessary. I think I can convey the essence of what happened without getting into specifics. And that is to say that I got on one plane a couple of nights ago, took a quick nap because it was a short flight, 20 minutes, woke up. My next flight was leaving as soon as I got there, got on that flight, and I was in the window seat, and there was a woman seated who came in late and got on and sat next to me in the aisle, and she didn't so much sit down as she landed. She had tons of stuff with her, which she had to go through, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and she was taking up a considerable amount of space, and more so than is considered, you know, socially cool when flying together on a plane. Well, I was trying to sleep, and no matter where I put my elbow, she would bump my arm. And so I mentioned that to her. I said, excuse me, it seems like I'll put my elbow wherever. And she didn't respond. And I thought, well, she didn't speak English. We're flying to Miami, and there's so many people from different cultures around the world here. And so I thought, you know, she doesn't speak English. Well, she did speak English. She heard everything I was saying. She was waiting for a chance to unload on me. And she did. It was one of those things that you would have seen on the news or in social media. I mean, just telling me off in a nasty, personal, mean, condescending, what other words could I use? Harsh, nasty way, just really tore into me. And I decided that, you know, I'm not going to let this woman upset me. I'm going to just go ahead and go to sleep. And so I tried. The thing was, I realized over the next period, in the next 2 hours, I sat there and just dealt with it. She continued to not only jostle me, but it got to the point where it was really obvious. I mean, that she was doing it to provoke me. And so I tried to go to talk to the flight attendants, and she wouldn't let me past. Okay? So it was just that kind of a thing. It was just that bad. So the flight attendants, this was Delta, by the way. I'll always tell you who the airline is when they do a good job. The flight attendants really took notice, especially when I said, she's doing this and you guys keep bringing her alcohol. She's had four drinks in 40 minutes. And I think she was drunk when she got on the plane. And the flight attendant said, well, we've already told her that she's not going to get served any more drinks, et cetera. And I said, look, I just want another seat on the plane. I know I've paid for a really upgraded seat, but I will take anything. And they put me on the very, very last seat next to the restroom. But I was glad to have it. I was really grateful. And they discounted what I had paid to upgrade. They did all this on their little phone, the flight attendant did, and also gave me some free Sky Miles as a result of my inconvenience. Now, that's enough details. I don't need to share any more about what transpired. What happened was, though, because it was such a negative experience, and again, I don't want to go into it because there's no reason to upset myself or upset it. The only person I've told all the details to was my daughter, and she was just enraged. So there's no point. But sitting there on the back of the plane, I was thinking, I quit. I'm not going to travel anymore. I was sleep deprived. It was 3:15 when they reseated me in the morning, by the way. It was an overnight flight. So 3:15 in the morning. And I was like, I quit. I'm not doing this anymore. And the next day I slept, and then I called my daughter and I said, why does this kind of thing always happen to me? This is the point. This is what I want to bring you to. Whenever you fall to, why does this always happen to me? That's when you need to realize maybe it does not. And because I said to Leah, my daughter, I said, oh, why do these bad things on planes always happen to me? Right? First of all, that was a complaint. Second of all, she said, does it, Dad? I said, what do you mean? She's like, do bad things really always happen to you on planes? And I was like, well, no. She's like, do all the bad things that happen to people on planes happen to you? And I was like, no. So I pulled out my journal. We all need a journal. We need to, as I like to say, stab our problems with a pen. There's nothing we can do more important when we feel overwhelmed by our emotions and our thoughts than to stab our problems with a pen. So I sat down and I started writing out. First of all, I asked myself, how long have I been speaking professionally and traveling? And the answer is that I started in 2007. So I've been doing it for 15 years. I've been flying around the country. Then I figured out what the average, this is what I mean by run the numbers. I figured out the average number of trips that I took during that 15-year period, multiplied those, and then I factored in even personal trips. And I realized that in the last 15 years, I have taken approximately 275 airplane trips, flying to somewhere to speak. That does not even count, and I used to do a lot of these, stopover flights. So 275 flights. Now, how many negative experiences have I had while flying? And I wrote them down. You know how many there were? Seriously. And I dug. I sat there for minutes and I was going, there's got to be more bad stuff that's happened on a flight or before a flight or during a flight or whatever. And I came up with five things when I ran the numbers, all right? Five things on 275 trips. But then it occurred to me, if I took 275 trips, that means I at least took twice that many flights, right? Because I went somewhere and I came back. So I'm looking now at 550 flights with five negative experiences. Of course you're going to have that. And it came down to 0.1% of my flights. So I ran the numbers and all of a sudden I went from feeling like, this always happens to me, too. Oh my God, this never happens to me. In 99.01% of all of my flights, no, 0.9.01, whatever it is, I'm bad at math. I've had decent, good experiences. So going forward, I can expect at least that ratio of good things. So immediately my mind shifted. And I want to invite you to do the same thing too. As I've always said, if you feel like you've got problems, you've got a lot of problems, write them all down. By the way, if you write down all your problems in one column and start writing down all your things you have that you should be grateful for, from the being able to taste your coffee to see where to make it, when you start doing that, that list is always much longer. But stab those problems with a pen. Write them down. But this, I didn't leave it there. I was like, okay. So the chances really of me getting harassed, bothered, irritated, somebody messing with me on a plane, or even a flight attendant not being nice, is 0.1% or 0.9%, right? So then I looked at that list of the five things that had happened that were not ideal, that were difficult, seriously challenging in some cases, like the one I just told you. And I said, how many of those can I change going forward? In other words, what control do I have to exercise that I can make sure that this type of thing does not happen. Even with the woman on the airplane, the very from the other night, the very first thing when she went off on me would have been for me to have gotten up and go talk to the flight attendants. It was a mistake to sit there and to allow her to continue to do what she did. So for me, I was like, I wrote everything out and I was like, where's my off ramp? I'm always looking for an off ramp. How can I get out of this situation? Or how, what can I do to make this situation improve? So run the numbers. Take a look at the issues. Take a look at the challenges in your life. Write them down. Figure out what you can do to exercise control of them. And ideally, look at how infrequently, rather, they occur, how rarely they occur, how much more likely you are to have a positive experience than a negative experience. Now, if you're repeatedly having a negative experience, it's up to you to change the situation. It's up to you to figure out a different way of doing it. I shared with you, speaking of flying, my very first flight this year, and I have done 9 events so far this year. My very first event, where was I going with that? Flew to, oh, anyway, don't remember. But I do remember, oh, it had to do with some treatment I got on the plane this year. I could have gone to an expectation that that was always going to happen. The human mind looks for patterns, and if it can't find them, it creates them anyway. The human mind creates patterns. That's what it does. And so what we need to do is to begin to look at the patterns and to realize that in most cases, things are actually very, very, very good in our lives. So run the numbers and then figure out what you can do to make things different. I remember what I was going to say, too, about that very first flight. I realized that there was a number of challenging things. So I made a list, and it was like 15 things about flying, about traveling that were not ideal. And I brought them to my daughter, my business manager, who books all my flights, and I said, these are the things that are not ideal. What can we do? And we changed, I think, almost all of them. And we're working on the last couple of things. When we stop being a victim of this is the world is doing this to me, instead of saying, you know what, I don't like this, I want to change this, I can change this, and then making a plan to change it, it's absolutely amazing what we can do. So don't be a victim. Run the numbers in your life. It'll make you a lot happier person. And be sure and like, comment, and share on today's Jumpstart. And if you are watching later on YouTube, or if you're listening on Podbean, thank you for being part of this community. We are spread all over the place, but we are of one mind and one heart. And I'm grateful to have you here with me.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.